Mills Daily.
Another one?
Chris, are you ready to do your thing? Walkies?
Go on, pigs.
Easy Radio.
On. Turn it on.
Let's go.
Scott Mills.
The one.
For the industrial revolution.
And for that, we can all be grateful. 3, 2.
Radio 1.
Go!
Here is the Scott Mills Daily Podcast. It's Thursday's edition. And today it's Chris on his German exchange at school on 24 years at the tap end. Him and Andreas did not get on, did you?
No. It gets rowdy, this tap end. There is a bit of beef, but I think you'll understand why when you hear it.
And another round of our quiz, which seems to make people's days fly by at the moment. Don't look it up. The only rule, you can't cheat. Do not use the internet. Just checking in. How are you this morning? Let me know how you're feeling. 81199. This is Scott. Chris is here as well.
Yeah, hello. Scott, you got your gloves on?
Yep. Do you want to hear them?
Yeah, I know you bought extra large gloves as well. I thought that was an interesting call. I saw a photo. Extra large gloves there.
100.
Extra large hands.
That's right. 100 latex gloves. Nice picture on your socials today, Chris.
Yeah. Just thought I'd do the daily one. Get it up there. Kind of show off the rig here. By rig, I mean all the sort of nerdy, techie stuff. I get so many questions about it. You know, people just wanting to know, can I see the microphone?
Yeah, show me your headphones.
So yesterday I had to send a pic of the side of my headphones, side headphones. So I just got it there on a naughty little angle for one person who wanted it. I can't remember who requested it, actually.
It was Phil Williams.
Oh, that was it. Yeah, it was Phil. Yeah. So I sent him a little naughty pic of my headphones there. God knows what he was going to do with it.
But he went quiet after
that. What he wanted.
I imagine he just was studying that at home. Phil Williams from Radio 2 there. What headphones are you using?
What headphones have you got? Show me.
Chris is at home. I'm here at Radio 1. There's always a beer on your mantelpiece. I see today it's Corona. Hi.
Yeah. I just thought we've hit... It's Thursday today, isn't it? Yeah, I just thought we've hit Thursday. And it can just do its thing up there, you know?
I don't know why people just can't enjoy the picture, though, without pointing out things in it. You got a lovely reed diffuser there. Obviously, the microphone in front of you. You're wearing a little snapback today. But then there's a fireplace, and there's loads of people going. There's loads of fire engineers going, you need to get that serviced.
Yeah, I don't know what they mean. People keep coming on and going, you need to get your... I don't know why I'm doing that same voice for them all.
Get that
you're
fire
not all
service.
Like that. They're looks, like, get it serviced, yeah?
It looks like it needs a service by the looks of it. I don't even know, but yeah, I would do that, you know, when you can.
I don't know how to use it, to be honest.
Great British sing-along this morning. That was good. Like, all of the radio stations coming together here at the BBC to have a massive sing-along. Greg James played R1, the Radio 1 song, which was You Got the Love, Florence. Straight into Dermot O'Leary on Radio 2, who played Sweet Caroline. Bet they love that on One Extra. And I was just a bit, I don't know, Dermot could have done it with more tension, like he's used to, you know, on like years of doing X Factor. So this is what actually happened when he announced the Radio 2 sing-along track.
This is Radio 2's Great British Sing-Along track. None other than this. Go on, Neil Diamond, and Sweet Caroline.
Yeah, fine, but like, this is how I heard it in my head.
This is Radio 2's Great British Sing-Along track. None other than this. Go on, Neil Diamond.
You see?
Sweet Caroline.
You're right. Yeah. You are right there. Yeah, needed more Dermot sort of tension, didn't it?
Yeah, it didn't have it. Apart from that, I enjoyed it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We had a guy on yesterday. Last week. Oh, all the days are the same. We had a guy on last week on our normal show who... Well, he's an opera singer for the English National Opera, obviously self-isolating. So he did a little mini concert out of his window. And he's now made us a jingle for our golden moments, which are like some of our best bits, which we're playing, which includes Tap End, Chris.
Brilliant.
His name's Nicky Spence, and spending a lot of time at home at the moment, would normally be doing opera like all over the world. But he's made us this. So thanks, Nicky. Gives a bit of class, a bit of gravitas, doesn't it?
Very good. Yeah, I like it.
So over the next few weeks, we're going to play in some of our favourite best bits, and it'll be introduced by the Golden Moments jingle, thanks to Nicky there. Obviously, he is bored because he's done more than one.
The Scott Mills Golden Moment on Radio 1.
You're thinking, well, surely two's enough. No, he's done another one.
Gold, gold, gold. The Scott Mills Golden Moment on Radio 1.
Excellent work. Yeah, thanks,
neighbours
Nicky.
Neighbours must love him.
Oh, the neighbours love him, no doubt.
The Scott Mills Daily.
John in Tewkesbury says, really enjoying Radio 1 at the moment, really lifting spirits. Thank you, Scott and Chris and all the team. I'm new to 24 years at the Tap End. Never heard before, but are they going to be on the Scott Mills Daily Podcast? Yeah, they're on our daily podcast if you miss any this week. And it's interesting the amount of people that have never heard these before but are really, really enjoying them, Chris.
Yeah, it's so good. And also, just blowing minds every day. And there'll be someone listening right now that doesn't know why it's called 24 Years at the Tap End. There's people who used to listen to this, but never really worked out why it was called 24 Years at the Tap End.
And it's
so
because...
to catch you up, it's because there was a moment on this show a few years ago that I realised, it was only when Scott told me actually, that for 24 years I'd been sitting at the wrong end of the bath. I'd had my head against the taps. Yeah. I looked to the other side and realised there was a slopey side.
Yeah.
And that was a real moment of reckoning in my life.
A much more comfortable option, the other side, but you only found out that at 24 years old. And that was the name of Chris's fictional autobiography. And we used to read stories from it every day, from his life.
I've bossed banter in pro.
No. Before that, I need to play this, because we had it specially made.
Gold, gold, gold. The Scott Mills Golden Moment on Radio 1.
It's the Scott Mills Golden Moment on Radio 1.
I've bossed banter in Prague. I've dressed up as a Smurf. I've swapped lives with a German. Bought strip pens in France. I've covered teachers in sunscreen, nearly drowned in some foam. I had a naked massage. Me and my mates had a laugh. I did 24 years at the Tap End. At the Tap End. Although it was a holiday, it was also one of those holidays that felt a lot like a school trip. I was boarding the plane, my destination, Mainz, in Germany, for the first leg, the away leg, of my German exchange. We had been paired with people our German teachers thought we would get on with, and in my hand I held a document containing important information about my exchange called Andreas. I couldn't help but feel that pairing me up with him just because my favourite food was sausage and mash was a bit of a flimsy link and also dangerous.
Is that the only reason they thought you'd get on well?
Well, because they do that. They try and pair you so that you're with someone you like, but ultimately, there's not that many people involved, so they're just trying to find ways to pair you. It's like all these kind of exchanges.
They take sausages very seriously,
yeah,
in Germany.
Do.
I was being handed to another family just because of my love of sausage. I appreciate that they like that food, but they might hate everything else about me, or likewise me them, and it's hardly like that can all be sorted over sausage and mash. We arrived in Germany, and things did not get off to a great start. Whereas everyone else had their new families meet them at the airport, I was instructed to get a train to a town I was told was nearby to meet them.
Oh.
I wasn't impressed.
So they couldn't be bothered to come and pick you up?
Well, for one reason or another, they couldn't. I never really understood why.
Everyone else got met at the airport.
Yeah. All around me, it was like scenes from Love Actually. All my mates were getting hugs off the German families. It was like I wasn't wanted. Luckily, my mate Paul was in the same situation, so we made our way to catch a train to the nearby town. I can't remember the name of it, but the journey took longer than first expected. I was greeted at our destination by my new German mother. Our German teacher...
She's not your mum.
Well, like foster mum, I guess.
She's not.
Well, she is.
She
for
isn't.
A week.
She isn't, though. She's someone else's mum.
Yeah, but for that week, she had to pretend to be my mum, didn't she? Because that's the point of the exchange, just swapping
not,
sons.
No, it's not role play. It's not like that... what's that programme on TV on Channel 4 where the wife swap?
It's not that.
It's not acting.
I'm trying to remember what the German for mother
Mutti,
is.
Mutti.
Mutti?
Yeah.
thought that was her name.
No, that's mother. Mum, isn't it?
Mutty.
Mutty, Mutty.
That was her name.
I'm sure Mutty means mum.
That was her name.
No, it wasn't her name.
Mutty.
Well, then she's Mutty, Mutty.
Did I think her name was mum then when...
You were... What's happened here?
Mutty, that's her name.
No, it's not.
You called her mum a week.
I wonder what her name was then.
I don't know. Anyway, mum.
I was greeted at our destination by my new German mother. Our German teacher had told all the German families to speak in German to us so we could learn. I wasn't in the mood for this. I'd had a long journey and was hungry. After a quick Guten Tag, we headed back to the house. To be fair, the following week was good fun. I got on all right with my German exchange. I just thought he was a bit weird. He was obsessed with a band called Rammstein, especially a song called Here Comes Die Sonne, which he would play quite a lot. It freaked me out quite a bit.
They're huge in Germany.
I've got a clip of it here. You'll like this movie.
Oh, God.
Wow.
That's all a bit too much, in my opinion.
Yeah, you're not a fan.
No. His family were pretty cool. Didn't have a clue what they were going on about, but we did a few good things. Went to see a parade, went for a trip down the river, and ate a lot of Bockwurst.
What?
It's a German sausage. Well, I ate a lot of that. A couple of weeks later, it was time for the return leg. My German exchange arrived in Britain. Despite me urging my parents to let him make his own way, they insisted we picked him up from the airport.
Boo.
My mum was well excited about having a German exchange round. She loved the whole cultural thing. I had to share my room with him, and my family looked after him really well. Proper nice dinners were cooked every night. He had to come to school with me, and I even took him to a Watford game. I remember getting annoyed when he wouldn't chant. On one of the days, my aunt took me and Andreas into London to go visit a few of the tourist sites and get a bit of food. I think I'd got a bit fed up of spending all week carting him around everywhere like a German shadow. And things built up and boiled over during one incident at Trafalgar Square. I was happily trying to mount a lion when I turned around to see him running around Trafalgar Square. He was trying to kick the pigeons. I lost it. How dare he kick our pigeons? I had a right go at him. I was a patriotic 15-year-old, and looking back, I'm not really sure why I stuck up for the pigeons, but it felt like my duty to my country at the time.
The great British pigeon.
I can believe it. He was just running round.
Coming over here, kicking our pigeons.
I think by then it had all just... He'd got a bit too much with the whole Rammstein and horse Bockwurst.
You were ready to blow, weren't you?
I was just annoyed and, yeah, I saw him kicking a pigeon, just went for him. Looking back, maybe I was a bit harsh. Ultimately, my German exchange experience was a positive one, and it's an ambition of mine to go back to Germany one Oktoberfest.
Oh, you can see Mutty again.
I can't believe this Mutty stuff. I've obviously got that wrong, haven't I?
Do you still have Mutty's details? Maybe we...
Almost Andreas.
Maybe we should track Andreas down and you could officially apologise.
Wow. I've always wondered what he'd be up to.
Put it to bed a bit, you know?
I haven't even looked on Facebook or anything like that to try find him.
I really hope that Andreas is doing exactly the same thing on some German radio station, just telling the story.
Yeah.
Fearman's fancy gear at the tap end.
Yeah. Oh, I like that. The Scott Mills Daily. It's time for the Who Game on BBC Radio 1. Even in these strange times, the Who Game does not go away. You think of something throwback, something from the past, something you've not heard of in quite a while, and give it a mighty ho! I'm ready. Chris, are you ready?
I'm ready for this, Scott Mills.
And we've got a bunch of Radio 1 listeners lined up and ready to play the Who game. Let's begin. Remember, we go until someone runs out of Whos and can't think of any more, or that timer comes up, which means we have to hurry it up. Let's start with the callers today. Who's on line one, please?
Hey, it's Maya from Essex.
Hey, Maya, what have you got for me?
Ready, Brett.
Yeah! Great one.
Yeah, where's that gone?
Ready, Brett was really on. That was the one with the dragon on the front, wasn't it? Or the dragon in the advert. What a rubbish name, by the way.
Ready,
never
Breck.
Clocked how awful it was. It's just porridge, innit?
I think so, yeah. Not seen it for ages. Line two, who have we got?
We've got Wade in Stevenage.
Yes, Wade.
I'm more than just a cat. I'm an I am's cat.
These are great today. Line three, who have we got?
It's Caitlin from Glasgow.
Yes, queen of the Who game. Go on then.
Four piffs and a piano off the Jonathan Ross show.
Hey!
They were like his house band, weren't they?
Yeah, yeah.
I did a gig with them once in Inverness. In the local paper, they got this wrong. Do you know about this, Chris?
What's this? The gig with the four puffs?
Yeah. So on the front of the paper, and this someone needs to do their research, it was like Scott Mills is coming to Inverness and so are they. And then on the front page of the paper, the headline was Four Puffs and a DJ.
That's not right.
Make it five. I mean...
Was that really the headline?
For real.
Wow.
Oh,
wow. Although it's very clickbaity, isn't it?
Isn't it? Stepping on Lego. Like that one?
Painful.
Yeah. Yes, Chris.
Shaking hands with someone.
Used to be a really big thing. I was never a fan of it, to be honest. I'm glad it's gone.
Do you think it's gone forever now?
I hope so. It was rubbish. What's the point of that?
I think someone told me, because when it was off, people started looking into the history of it, and people did it to stop... Because in the old days, what would happen is a man might grab his sword
right.
and then have a go at you with that. So the shaking hands was a way of basically saying, I'm not going to draw my sword.
No, I think it should be banished to a Who forever. Well, anyway, bye to that. Don't care. Maya, yes.
Wife swap.
Always a dubious idea for a TV show, I thought, wife swap. Do you know what I mean?
Very of its time.
I mean, it never got to that point, did it? But you had to kind of live with them and cook food with them and that.
I bet it did happen at one point, though.
Do you reckon?
100%.
Yeah, they never showed that on TV. Wade, what have you got?
Going to the pub on a Friday night.
Caitlin!
Well, the teacher says, find a space, you swing your arms around so you aren't touching anyone.
Find a space.
Like original social distancing.
Exactly.
Yes, it was.
Really was. Back to me. French kissing.
Do you know what? I've never got what it is. Yeah, what exactly is it? Because I think it's just tongues, isn't it? But I can't be sure if I've ever practiced it.
All right, we're back with a Who game next.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is the Who game on BBC Radio 1. We go round and around and around, me, Chris and the callers, until we can get no more. More Who's coming right up. Chris Stark.
I've got a build for this game I've just thought of, by the way. Considering so many things recently have become a Who, what we should do is do a round every week where we just go, when? And it's things that we can look forward to doing again, like the pub on the Friday night.
We should do the
stuff
when,
like that.
The when game is great.
Yes, when? Just whilst this is all on, it would be like, you know, meeting in the park with groups of more than two. When?
Okay, can I have a Who in the meantime?
Sorry, Who, similar to the last one but different... Mr. Shaky Hand Man.
Hey! Banzai! Hey!
Banzai!
Maya!
Pinatas.
Hey! Go on, hit the pinata with a wooden stick. Hey! Have you ever done that, Chris?
I have at some point, yeah. But you're never sure whether to absolutely batter the thing, are you? Just for the sake of... carrying the game on, because really it's flimsy paper.
Yeah.
So a small child will have a few goes at it, but let's be honest, a grown adult's just going to clean it out.
Wade!
Flirt divert.
That was a game we used to play on Radio 1 where there was a specific number you could give to someone on a night out, and it looked like your mobile, but it wasn't. It was our number, and then people would leave messages. Caitlin, yes?
Doing the hula hoop around your neck.
Being able to get a delivery slot from any supermarket. mate, do you know, right? My boyfriend is now so bored, right? That he stays up until like midnight trying to get a slot.
I don't even know how you're meant to, I don't know what the tactics are with getting slots anymore. I don't really understand how it works.
Well, it's like trying to get a ticket for Glastonbury. You've just got to carry on until...
Be persistent on 8 different computers.
Yeah, no, that's what he does. He literally sets up Mission Control.
That's a good one for when as well.
He managed to get my mum a slot in 3 weeks, last night at midnight.
That's one.
Honestly, it's well hard. He was on there the night before, like they were all crashing. Asda, Sainsbury's was really stressed. That's the highlight of his day. When he gets a slot, he's like, right, I can go to bed now. And that's where we're at, everybody. Chris!
Having skin on my hands that is appropriate to my age.
Literally, I've got hands like Madonna right now.
My hands are like turtle.
No, I'm drawing blood. That's how much I'm washing my hands and anti-backing my hands.
If there was a Tinder for hands
scabs.
And people swiped through, people would assume I'm a good sort of 130 years old.
Yeah. Chris's hands, 130.
His hands are 130,
yeah.
But how old is his face?
Yeah, exactly. We should do that. Whoa, there goes the timer. Let's be quick. Maya.
Pizza Hut buffet.
All the pizza was really old, let's be honest.
No, come on, I'm here for the buffet. It's still on. It's occasionally been my Friday treat of recent times because it only happens at lunchtime.
And that's when you pay one price and then you can have whatever you want, is it?
You can go wild. Yeah. You go mad as you like, but obviously it's only the food there. If you try and order anything special, they kick off.
Wait!
The direct line advert with the big red phone. Hey!
Caitlin.
Having a pen pal.
And that's it. We are out of time on today's Who Game. The timer has sounded, which means we are done. Maya, Wade, Caitlin, thank you very much for playing. And you, Chris Stark, from home.
Thank you.
You can do the silly noises, Chris, because you're one of the callers now, basically.
Oh,
you're
yes,
at home as well.
Yes, great.
So, everyone, go. Bye.
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 I'm claustrophobic, Darren.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We were talking about piñatas earlier. Do you remember on the Who game, Chris?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Apparently, they are made of steel now. It's been a while since you hit one. Someone says, I bet Chris £10 he couldn't destroy a piñata in 2 hits. No way.
Nah, you see, they're flimsy, man. Like,
no.
You get them in for family birthdays and things like that.
Not anymore.
You never go fully hard on the thing, do you?
Apparently, they are indestructible now. I can't remember the last time I did one, but I'll get one. Probably not available right now.
Probably not really that. Also, a bit weird if you just get one for yourself.
Yeah.
Just to put up in your kitchen and that. Yeah, I don't know. There'll be a time where we start smacking these things again.
Yeah. It just doesn't feel like now. My boredom's not that high yet. Lady Gaga coming up and Banks and Ranks. Tom from Blossoms, where are you?
I'm in my back room at home.
Have you spent a lot of time there?
I am, actually. Yeah, I've been locked away in there today just trying to write songs, you know. Be kind of productive with the time I've got.
See, I reckon that as terrible as all this is, I reckon there are going to be a lot of artists who've had much more time on their hands than they normally have had. And I think we're going to get some absolute bangers out of this. I do.
Fingers crossed. There's no excuses, is there now?
But do you get much contact with the rest of the band? So are you kind of doing big meetings where you discuss songs, or is it just kind of you writing them on your own and everyone just working individually?
That's the way it's always been anyway, really. It's never been like... I'd always just write the songs. I write the songs anyway, so,
yeah.
You know, I write them on my own at home, and then we'd go into the rehearsal room usually and flesh them out. And
so here's the thing, if people are listening to this, and you're at home, right, are you sort of open to people sending in songs that they would quite like Blossoms to have? So let's say someone's written an absolute banger out there, happens to be listening to this. Can they contact you and send that song across? Can that kind
Chris,
of thing happen?
Tom writes the songs.
A great song's a great song, so it doesn't matter who's wrote it. If it was, you know, if I thought it was great, then I'd give it a go at singing it. Why not?
Is there a song right at the moment that's probably like not in your genre? Maybe like a pop song that you think is a brilliant song, but like it's not in your style at all.
A lot of Dua Lipa's songs come to mind.
Yeah,
off that new album, but I'm not sure what's the score with the writing thing.
Yeah.
That's the first one that springs to mind, like her new stuff.
Any of those, really, like Physical, Don't Break My Heart, Don't Start Now, they're great pop songs.
Yeah, really good.
Right, so you've got... Who are you isolating with, Tom?
my girlfriend Katie and my dog George.
Right. Be honest, is there anything that you found out about Katie or she's found out about you that you didn't know before this all happened?
Probably, you'd have to ask her. What have you found out? She's just staying silent. What are you saying?
Anything that you didn't know or like a habit that you weren't aware of?
I don't like to train the dog on the lead at walking.
Okay.
Because he pulls a bit when he walks and I'm like, oh, I can't be bothered.
Fair.
You know, going back and stopping and stuff, but... Maybe that. I don't know. I'd just come back off tour, obviously, so she said I was a bit messier when I came back.
Everyone's in the same position at the moment. Everyone's staying home, which is a good thing. But yeah, Tom, Blossoms, bored, famous. Whereabouts is your house? Manchester?
Stockport,
of course. Right, yeah. Right, are you able to do anything for us now? Because like, the thing is, you're an artist, darling, and you can't create at the moment. Like, you can't perform. So would you do something for us?
Yes, I wouldn't mind giving you a little tune.
Probably the first time you've done this for a bit. Since tour.
It's the first time I've ever done this song in this way.
Oh, okay,
so
I hope
I don't mess it up.
So keen.
Okay.
That's right. So, from his living room in Stockport, with his girlfriend and his dog listening, and us, obviously, on Radio 1, here is Tom from Blossoms. He writes the songs, then the others turn up. He does all the hard work.
I didn't say that. Am I doing it now?
Yeah, go on. Thank
right,
you.
So just put my phone down on the side.
Yeah, do it.
Is that how we're doing it?
Yeah.
It's right, like I won't be able to hear you once I start, right. Obviously.
It's the most budget live music you've ever heard on Radio 1, but these are different times.
I'm going to do it now.
Right. Let's put his phone down.
1, 2, 3, 4. If you think this is real life, if you think this is real life, I made a promise to you, then I took it back again. It's not that we should get married. We thought we'd talk it out. If you think this is real life. Did that work? Was
that
all
right? Yes, it majorly worked. Yes, thank you.
I like he's got to come back and get the phone at the end as well. You can hear the little scramble.
Yeah, you don't get that on the live now. Just like, was that right? In the same way that like this is the way that we all connect and see our family and friends at the moment, we all need to remember this is never going to happen again on Radio 1. Massive, really successful bands and artists on FaceTime or Zoom playing to us from their homes. It's mad if you think about it. Like, you wouldn't have, even a month ago, you wouldn't have think this would be happening.
Surreal times.
Listen, Tom, thank you so much for playing to us. Stay safe, stay at home, and we will speak to you soon. And we're hoping for more from Blossoms when we all get back to normal.
Yeah, 100%. Thanks for having me.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, let's get to today's bangers. This is Stuart in Edinburgh. Hello.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
Yeah, good. Chris is here as well. Sorry, just caught me eating there.
What are you having?
It's rice and peas and some chicken.
Oh, nice.
Stuart, what are you doing with your day? I'm guessing you're at home, so how are you spending your hours?
Well, I've got a wee coaching qualification that I'm doing, so I'm doing some essays for that. But other than that, kind of just sitting around, not really doing much, to be honest with you.
Okay, I hope you're getting your 1 hour daily government-advised exercise every day.
Yeah, it'll be out later on. I'll go for a wee run or something like that, I think.
Little run round the empty streets of Edinburgh. What's your job then, Stuart?
So I'm a motivational speaker.
Oh, come on. Okay.
Yeah.
Anything you can help us with, or is it something you can't do on the phone?
Well, I don't know. We've got a wee... I've actually got a wee Facebook group set up for all the people who have been to our workshops that we're trying to keep busy with this week. I just try to keep people's spirits up, I think, as we go through what is quite an odd time, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Stuart, motivate me now. Go.
Right, okay. One quote that feels quite relevant right now is, always remember, Scott, that an aeroplane takes off against the wind, not with it. That's pretty much it.
Okay, just trying to process that. Can we have that again, please?
I think it's good.
No, it is. You maybe need to hear it again.
Yeah, go on.
So, an aeroplane takes off against the wind, not with it.
It's nice. It feels more like a riddle than a motivational speech. But I would say that Pitbull, I find him slightly more motivational than you. He comes out with these little gems occasionally, doesn't he, Scott?
Mm.
He's into his motivational speaking as well. It would be good. Do you know what would be good is to do a kind of battle between someone like yourself and Pitbull, and all you got to do is just rally motivational messages back and forth, and we decide who wins. Do you know what I mean? Who can be the most motivational at this time?
Thing is, right, with Mr. 305, you think he just makes some questionable music, but he's actually a great philosopher. We had him on the show, it's a year or so ago now, and he just did, like, how Pitbull sees it, how Pitbull sees life, you know? And he's actually...
Yeah, we should find that.
He's actually really deep. We'll find some for you. In the meantime, Stuart, this is my banger today. It's a bit of pop perfection. Christina Aguilera, Genie in a Bottle. Stuart, any thoughts on that?
It's a good start. Chris is going to have to pull out a pretty good one to beat that, I think.
Okay, it's a good pop song.
All right, Stuart. Well, hopefully I can tempt you away with my banger choice today, which is this. It's a good song, this. This is Justice, D-A-N-C-E.
Let's see how Pitbull sees it.
Good things come to those that wait.
He's so deep. You wouldn't think it, but he is. Listen to this.
The way we create memories is by creating memories.
Yeah, it's true. Would you agree, Stuart?
I've never thought of it like that before.
Yeah. There's always a plan, never plans out. Wow. The music is basically me just painting a picture of my life.
Wise words. Okay, what are you going to go for on bangers, Stuart?
So Chris's song is decent, but I don't know if it comes under the category banger for me. So, Scott, I'm going to go with you, mate.
Oh, I'm so glad you said that. I need this today.
Alan Shearer and Ian Wright are in my kitchen. Mm. What's going on here?
The all-new Match of the Day Top 10 podcast, answering a huge football question every week.
This has not been easy, has it?
Like the top 10 Premier League strikers.
Firstly, I think it's really hard to have Shearer anywhere near the top 10.
The Match of the Day Top 10 podcast.
Only available on BBC Sounds.
Come, come, come on and let me out. What a tune. Queen, Christina Aguilera, Genie in a Bottle. One! Although that is slightly triggering for Megan in Glasgow. She used to use a CD player as her alarm, and that was the first song on her Pop Princess CD, but still a bop. I'm pulling them out of the bag this week on bangers. Just here for your cheery pop needs in this strange time. More bangers at 2:40. Coming up, our head-to-head quiz, Don't Look It Up. Pick somebody in your life to go head-to-head with. You don't need to be with them. Maybe it's one of your workmates that you are away from at the moment. Just send them a WhatsApp. Go, hey, play the quiz with me at 2 on Radio 1. Maybe it's someone that you are with at the moment. Maybe boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, family member. Tell me who you're playing against today and what you are playing for on 81199. Maybe... the loser has to make the dinner tonight. Maybe you have to dye your hair a certain colour. People are doing that a lot as well. Cos bored! There are three rounds of the quiz. We will have 5 seconds to write down each answer. Play along at home. Fun. It's perfect for these times. So challenge someone now. And let me know who and what you're playing for on 81199. Hey, Chris, I've just got the categories through for today. I think you're going to smash it.
Oh, okay, yeah. Are you going to say what they are now?
Yeah, so three rounds. Round one, the Eurovision Song Contest, 2010 to 2020.
Oh, here we go.
Round two, the life and times of Beyoncé Knowles.
Yeah.
And round three today is famous homosexuals of the 18th century.
I don't know who you're trying to impress with this. It's not... it's... yeah, it's weak. You're better than that.
You'll smash it on them, no?
No, you're better than that. You're better than that.
Do you want the actual categories?
Oh, go on then, yeah.
Right, well, these are obviously biased after what you
said.
What
was the third category, by the way?
Famous homosexuals of the 18th century.
We should definitely do that.
Oh, yeah, we'll do it another time. We've got ages. That will definitely come up one day. But today's actual rounds, which are heavily biased in your favour, don't complain again, because then this happens. Category 1, the FIFA World Cup 2018. Category 2, TV theme tunes. Category 3, 2000s window down bangers. It'll be you in the Asda car park in Rickmansworth.
Here we go. Here we go, people.
Your mum's Corsa.
The Scott Mills Daily.
One! Okay, it's quiz time. Don't look it up. We do want you to play along at home against each other. You don't have to be in the same place, but we do not want you to look it up. No cheating is allowed. What are you playing for today and who are you playing against? Let me know. 81199. Hannah says, me and my sister Sarah are playing for who makes the smoothies this afternoon. Although she is the queen of the quiz so far, Hannah says, I hope the questions are in my favour for once. There's Laura. At home, but playing with her boss from afar on WhatsApp in York. Let me know if you're playing along. There are three rounds in this quiz. Write it down. You'll have 5 seconds to write it down or ping it to your mate on WhatsApp. Chris, are you ready?
I am so ready for this. Let's do it.
Quizmaster Will, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, let's go. Round one.
Round one.
If we could have round one subject, please.
The 2018 Football World Cup.
Excellent.
Here we go.
Oh, I can't
Here
wait.
Here we go. Here
this we is after go. You complained yesterday, and now, like, I'm not going to get anything.
No, what all this is instead of all the questions being on stuff that you know, there might be questions that some of us might know.
Don't say it's me against everyone else. It's not. That some of us might know.
Quizmaster Will, the question.
Question one. Which Spanish defender told the referee he was waving to fans after he gave away a penalty for handball against Russia? I'll read it again. Which Spanish defender told the referee he was waving to fans after he gave away a penalty for handball against Russia?
5 seconds. Write it down. Spanish player.
Spanish player.
Cristiano Ronaldo.
Lovely. Chris?
No. I'm not 100% sure on this, to be honest. That's annoying. I'm going to go Ramos, though.
The answer is Gerard Pique.
Oh. You know him, Scott. You're familiar with his work.
Classic Pique, am I?
Yeah. Off of Shakira.
What, he's the one that... What, now going out with Shakira?
Oh, I'm not sure.
I know the one you mean now. See, if it's to do with Shakira, I'll know. Okay, question two, please.
Question two. Ahmed Fati scored the only own goal of the World Cup when he put the ball into his own net against Russia.
Van Lennepon in off Ahmed Fati.
Fati's tried to get in front of Zubac. It's an own goal. Really poor mistake.
Can I have the question again?
Ahmed Fati scored the only own goal of the World Cup when he put the ball into his own net against Russia.
Van Lennepon in off Ahmed Fati.
Fati's tried to get in front of Zubac. It's an own goal. Really poor mistake.
But who...
Fati's always trying to get in front of Zubac.
Who was Fati playing for?
Okay, 5 seconds.
One!
Oh, no, wrong. Okay, 5 seconds. Go! So this is the FIFA World Cup 2018. Oh, I'm going to say... Oh, I've forgotten the question.
Oh.
Who was it? What's the last bit of the question?
Which team was he playing for?
Manchester United.
No, they're... Scott's the World Cup.
Scott.
Venezuela. Yes?
I just don't know. I don't know.
You don't know.
I just don't know what to go for.
I'm
here.
Enjoying this round more than I thought I would.
I guess I'm just... I'll go Morocco.
The answer is Egypt.
Oh, you were quite near. Geography-wise. Question three.
Which England defender, nicknamed Slabhead, scored with his head against Sweden in the quarterfinals? Which England defender, nicknamed Slabhead, scored with his head against Sweden in the quarterfinals?
You now have 5 seconds. I love this. This guy is playing against his girlfriend who's in Poland doing the quiz via WhatsApp video call. Taking it seriously. I've forgotten the question again.
Which
England... Are you going to...
England...
I'm just going to have to take an answer from you, Scott.
Yeah, it's because I don't... It doesn't compute in my head, so therefore the questions just go whew, right over. I'm going to say... What's your answer, Chris?
Okay, well, what does your answer start with? So I know you're not cheating.
I can't even remember the question.
Okay, I'm going to go Harry Maguire.
I'm going to go Harry Kane.
The answer is Harry Maguire. It's a point to Chris.
Come on.
1 point in a quiz.
Should have got more from that.
A quiz about the World Cup 2018.
I didn't remember Fatty.
Fatty.
Round two.
And round two subject is... is...
TV theme tunes.
Oh, OK, right. I could score some back here, I think. OK. Could we have... number one, please.
Name the BBC children's programme behind this theme tune.
Oh, yes. Come on.
Here we go. Oh!
What a song. What
classic.
A song. Can we play that in full?
5 seconds. Oh, I know what it is as well.
I know the answer.
Wouldn't it be awesome
what
to play
a song. What an anthem. Honestly, it'd be a joy to play that in full before the end of the show, if possible.
It's on the tip of my tongue. Hello. No, you're going to have to go.
Family Nurse.
Ah, Family Nurse!
Is the correct answer.
Come on.
Okay. 2-0, Chris.
Give yourself a point if you said Family Nurse.
Please,
so
can we
annoying.
Play that at some point today?
We'll find out. We'll ask. Okay. Number two, please. TV theme tunes.
This is short, so listen carefully. Which children's show is this the theme tune to?
Oh, I literally have no idea. 5 seconds.
Oh, yes. Oh,
how
yes.
are you getting all these?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. This quiz is good.
It's not fair.
Oh, God, buzzing.
Go on.
You're going to kick yourself, Scott, here. So many parents will be listening to this right now know what it is. It's Peppa Pig.
Right, well, you would know that, of course.
It is Peppa Pig.
He's a no. That's 3-0 to me.
That is 3-0.
Chris has been watching a lot of kids' TV, so he will know that. Okay, fair.
Right, next question, Will. Let's do this.
Question three. Which show is behind this theme tune?
Something crazy. What a mad theme. 5 seconds. I don't have any of them. I don't even have an answer. Go.
I don't know. I'm guessing Spooks.
Oh.
I don't know. Go on.
The answer is Road Wars on Sky One.
Yeah.
Well, who watches that? No one.
That was a good shout.
No one watches that. No one watches Sky One, breaking news.
Okay, so 3-0 to me.
3-0
We've still
to
got
you.
Another round, though, right?
Yep.
All right. I feel, at this point, like you did yesterday at this time.
Yeah, has anyone else found Family Nest yet, though? Can Radio 1 get everyone their work on that fast?
Look, listen. There's a pandemic on. We have very little staff. It's very lean here at the moment, but we'll try and find.
Round three.
Yes, well.
Round three is Windows Down Bangers.
Okay, any particular era?
Chris's Corsa era.
Okay, so.
You've
like...
got nothing so far. You haven't got a single point
I've got
so far,
nothing.
Scott. It's
going
to be pants down and run around if you lose to nil, surely. It's like pool.
That's okay, because if I do it, no one will see me. I'm in isolation. Okay, cool. Let's have the first one then.
Question one. One, two, what you're gonna do, stay at mine, sounds fine, is a lyric taken from the second single, Love on the Line, by which band?
Got it.
Oh, I know this one.
Classic. Classic.
I'm gonna say, 5 seconds is up, Blazing Squad.
Blazing Squad, yep.
It's Blazing Squad.
Finally got a point. Question two.
Due to phenomenal demand, which band played two gigs in London in 2017, 8 years after they last released music?
Do that one again.
Due to phenomenal demand, which band played two gigs in London in 2017, 8 years after they last released music?
5 seconds.
Okay, I've got an answer.
Go on.
Have you got your answer?
Yeah, I'm going to say Steps.
I'm going to say Backstreet Boys.
The answer is Blazing Squad.
Oh,
what? How did I miss that gig?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because they did reform. Okay, and next question, please.
Question three. During Blazing Squad's number one hit Crossroads, how many times is the word crossroads sung? The closest answer gets the point. During...
Okay, yeah, go on. Say it again. Go on, go on, go on, go on, go on.
During Blazing Squad's number one hit, Crossroads, how many times is the word crossroads sung?
Okay, now your 5 seconds starts. Okay.
So it's in the chorus alone. What number are you going for, Scott?
I'm going... Why are you asking me? 54.
Okay, well, in the chorus alone, I think it's 13 times. So
you anorak.
13, 26, 39. Then I'm going to allow for a few more crossroads in the raps. There's also that bit where Marcel does the whole see you at the crossroads. So let's whack in another 5 or 6 there. I'm going to go 71.
The answer, and it's closest to, the answer is 75.
Are you... Oh! Oh, look at me, I'm a massive fan of Blazing Squad, you geek.
Oh, that, I've smashed you at this quiz today. What a joy. What a good quiz. Good rounds. Good rounds.
This is the only thing. This is the only thing. Well, tomorrow it will be in my favour again because I've complained. This is the only thing that I took away from that quiz that I enjoyed.
Yeah, here we go.
Final scores today on Don't Look It Up.
Scott 1, Chris 5.
Pathetic. Let us know how you did on 81199.
Scott Mills.
BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
This is Sarah and Jack in isolation together in Plymouth. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. How's it going?
Yeah, good. as can be expected.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything that you found out of each other that you didn't know before the lockdown?
I don't know. I think we're doing all right so far. We haven't argued yet.
That's good. How long have you been together?
Like over a year and a half.
Okay, fair.
Yeah, it doesn't need to be something negative. I think you both jumped to, you know, what have you found out that you both don't like about each other?
But
it could
be
something super positive. It could be, do you know what? It's just this cute little thing that the other person does. Surely there's something positive that you've both found out about each other in this situation?
I think we're both very similar. Like, we both care about each other a lot. Just like making cups of tea and coffee and stuff. We've been playing the quiz and Jack's knowledge is quite terrible. So.
Oh, you sound like a cute couple. Now, are you at uni together? Is that how this is?
Yeah, we met beforehand, but we're both at the same uni at the moment.
Okay. But obviously that's not on at the moment. So you're at home playing the quiz with us. That's good. Well, we're just glad to be keeping you company, really, and hopefully keeping your spirits up every day. I understand that you watched the iconic first episode of what last night?
Tiger King, yep.
OMG, it's a lot, isn't it?
Yeah, we can't really wrap our heads around it. Everyone's been recommending us to watch it, so we gave in last night.
Yeah, this is about a guy who, he's like the king of the tigers in America. It's a man called Joe Exotic, who's in quite a feud with a lady called Carol Baskin.
Hey, all you cool cats and kittens. It's Carol at Big Cat Rescue.
It gets better after the first episode as well.
It's a mad
show.
That's
the thing with this. You want to stick with it.
Yeah. It's
well,
on
we
the...
only...
Go on.
Only watched the first episode. We haven't stuck with it yet.
Yeah, stick with it. I mean, it makes everything else on TV look really tame. It's wild. Okay, here's what I've got for you today on Bangers. See if you like this one.
Sexy, tell her, give me every night.
Obviously, this is a joint decision between Sarah and Jack, but I present to you Give Me Everything by Loads of People. Pitbull's on there. Neo. Who's the top artist on it, Chris? I can't remember.
Yeah, you're right. It is Pitbull. It is Neo.
But there's someone's name before that. Who is it?
Oh, God. I can't remember, to be honest.
That's really bad. I should know this.
Wasn't it Afrojack?
Afrojack is also on it, but he's not the main artist. Pop quiz again.
Naya?
No, also on there, but it's not the main one. Oh, it is Pitbull. I'm sure it was someone else. Okay, right. Anyway, that's my one, lads and ladies.
All right. That's Scott's banger choice. I've gone for a real kind of emo classic for mine.
Barry the Castle.
It's Barry the Castle. So if you want my banger choice today and just want to have that, as I said, that emo time, this is Paramore, Brick by Boring Brick.
I think it's a very difficult decision.
Yeah.
I think we both agree we're
going to
go with Scott.
Oh, yes! Me not working hard. Yeah, right, picture that with a Kodak. Or better yet, go to Times Square, take a picture of me with a Kodak. Took my life from negative to positive, I just want y'all to know that. And tonight, let's enjoy life. Pitbull, Naya, Neo, that's right. I start at 3 tomorrow, and from 4 I'll have the official chart, and my guest will be Dua Lipa.